Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 18th of August 2016 at 0600 UTC. On the call we have Siranush Vardanyan, Ali El-Meshal, Maureen Hilliard, Satish Babu, Aris Ignacio, Yasuchi Kitamura, Jehangir Hussein, Tomohiro Fujisaki, and Hong Su. On the Chinese channel we have Kylie Kam. We have apologies from Cheryl Langenor, and we do wish her a speedy recovery. Holly Rage, Dunella Aspring, and Calvin Wong from STAC. From STAC we have Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Yeshim Nazdar. Finally, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And thank you very much, Siranush. Over to you.
Thank you, Yashim. Welcome everyone again. Before start, I just would like to wish speedy recovery to Sherry, who is now in the hospital. So I hope she will be back very soon. And let's start our monthly call, August monthly call. And for a la current development updates, I would like to give the floor to Maureen. Maureen, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Siranush. This is Maureen for the record. Welcome everyone to the update of ALAC statements for the current public comments requests. One of the things that most of these lists start off with is the comments, the statements that have recently been written and endorsed, voted on and endorsed by the ALAC. And it is a good idea for you to have a look through some of these comments when they've been written to give you an idea of how public contributions are actually added into the statement that is presented by the to ICANNs by ALAC. Number two is the statements that are currently being drafted, and the first one seems to be a perennial. It seems to be a perennial, but it is a private paper that's been put together by Garth Ruin. He's still working on that one. The second one is new GTLD subsequent procedures. Now, Holly and the ALAC chair, Alan Greenberg, are putting this statement together. And the working group, this particular working group, is actually meeting weekly to look at how ICANN should implement the next round of new GTLD domains. They've already put out six questions that they're asking advisory committees and supporting organisations. Click into that if you're interested in finding out, how they're aiming to deal with next round of GTLD domains and how they're going to be and how the process is going to be implemented. This next one about the two-character ASCII labels and avoiding confusion with the with corresponding country codes. Garth and Jimmy still didn't get back to us, I don't think, we're assuming that seeing as the comment period is closed anyway. That maybe it may not need to be commented on, but if they do say that it is, we are usually given a bit of grace to put a statement in. The next one, the proposed guidelines for the second string similarity review process. A statement has actually already been written for this particular public comment, and it's on the workspace. But it is actually sitting there in case anyone else wants to have a read through the statement as it's being currently produced and wants to make a further comment. So if you are interested in this area, have a look at the statement, and if there's anything you'd like to add, please, you can actually sort of like pass it on to someone, you can pass it on to me, or you can actually, if you can access the workspace, you can put it in into a comment box while you're there. The independent review, the independent review of Trademark Clearinghouse Services draft report. Some of these titles are really sort of like quite tongue-twisty. Leon and Alan are drafting this statement, and they're looking at the services of the Trademark Clearinghouse, which I actually don't really know too much about, but it's to assess the effectiveness of the services of this particular organisation and whether it meets its intended objectives. And it's particularly important because it's part of the preparation of the next application rounds for the new GTLD. So that could be of interest to anyone who's into the GTLD area. In the next section, next section four, public comment request. Public comment request to which the ALAC decided not to submit statements. Sometimes there are a variety of reasons, you know, we just see the ALAC decide that they won't actually make a particular statement for a public comment. Like for example, the PTI bylaws, that was post-transition area, the ALAC already had a lot of input as members of the specialist group, the ICG, which was the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, thankfully the ICG, and that group made recommendations about, which actually contributed to the creation of these actual bylaws. And there are a set of high-level, mostly legal governance documents which will outline the post-transition ICANN, which will implement the IANA function. So, there's already been input, and there are actually going to be quite a lot of things related to the bylaws as we go through anyway. Section 5, things that are coming up, although I note that one of the first things that it's requesting it, still requiring a decision, and it's something that's been sitting in our box for a while, and it's closed already. And so I would say that the .com, which is to do with VeriSign's agreement with ICANN, because it's a registry agreement, it's sort of like a little bit outside of our scope, so that's probably why that one's been dropped. Nothing's been done about it. The GTLD Marketplace Health Index, if you have a look at this space, you'll probably notice that not only are they looking for input into the index, they are compiling as metrics, but they want to know, these metrics will identify how healthy the GTLD marketplace is. But they're also seeking volunteers to be on an advisory panel to refine and expand on these metrics. So if we've got any volunteers out there who'd like to be on that advisory committee, just go for it. And the IANA naming function agreement, again, another one of those sort of like pretty specialist type of activities, as is the .tel registry agreement. Probably not something that we would have to comment on unless we actually had specialists within our at-large community who wanted to participate. So that's all from me. over back to you, Sirenush.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you very much. And I also would like to take this opportunity to say that Cheryl just joined us. Welcome, Cheryl. I hope you are doing fine now. And also to congratulate Jahangir for his birthday. So his birthday today, and happy birthday, Jahangir, and enjoy your day. With this, we'll move forward to our next agenda item, which is HRL Mentorship Program. As many of you know, and I'm happy to see some of those who asked for being a mentee are here in this call, and we may sound silent for you, but during this period we did a lot of preparatory works, and I'll give the floor to Ali to give the update to what is being done and where we are now. Ali, please.
Thank you very much, Sirenush and Mishal. Yes, as Sirenush stated, we have been looking after this, and we conducted several emails were being exchanged, and we conducted a one-call meeting. And now we are into progress, like what is the next step? We have already put some steps there to move ahead, evaluation, grouping, and mentors and mentees, how we will match these mentees to the mentors, and how we will go. So the next step will be a call for all mentees with all mentors led by the super mentors. Thanks for Cheryl for acceptance to be the super mentor for all of the whole of this program. And we will update mentees about the progress and what is the next and how is the program going to work. Program will be for 9 months almost. Actual work will start in Hyderabad, but there will be something before that definitely as a preparation. And we'll be evaluating, as we said, in each and every ICANN meeting, like in Copenhagen, and then we'll finalize it in Johannesburg. So in a brief, this is what we are doing, although there are a lot of works on our shoulders to do. And we'll be communicating to you very soon, as we'll be having a next call, most probably next week or the week after, as from between the mentors and the leadership team of APRALO to get the final program, shaping it, and then we'll be communicating to all mentees. And I really thanks all of those mentees who have joined our call today as well. Thanks. Irani, if any inquiry or questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Ali, thank you very much.
Yes.
Do you have anything to add?
I
can't
see
hear you well, Ali.
Any hand. Yeah, I said that's in a brief what we have done, and if there is anyone have any inquiry at this stage, we'd be more than happy to answer. But there is a good progress in the program, and we are developing it. As I said, very soon we'll be communicating to the mentees as when it will be our first call for that.
Yes, just to give more updates on this, we are also matching mentor-mentee part based on the applications all mentees submitted. And we are also preparing the plan of how we are going to run this program, starting from Hyderabad, actually. But before that, we may start with several calls, you will be informed and notified about this. Nadira is asking, is there a reason for something listed in alphabetical order? Actually, there is no full reason, Nadira. We just sent those files to staff. They put this by the time they were coming. So no reason for putting the names in this way. But if you are not feeling comfortable with that, then we'll ask staff to put this in alphabetical order. If that that's okay.
Yeah.
Adam, welcome to our call. I'd love to see Adam Peake, who is joining, I think, for the first time for Ikirala call. So thanks for joining us. And welcome to Heidi also as well. With that, if you have any questions to that mentorship program, please raise your hand or put your question in the chat, please. But Ale Al-Meshal will be the coordinator, so the facilitator of this program, so feel free to contact him for any details. And there is also, as you can see, a wiki page, which we are updating by the time we have a new put there, but I think that this will be really a very important program for Ikirala, initiated by Ikirala, and which we can share with other Ralos to use the same approach. With that, I don't see any hand raised. I will give the floor to Satish now to tell us about Hyderabad meeting. As you all know, Ikirala is in the process of preparation for Hyderabad meeting, and there are really a lot going on now, and Satish is involved very much in it. So, Satish, I give the floor to you. Please provide that, please.
Thank you, Srenush. I hope you can hear me. This is Satish for the record. About Hyderabad, this is a short update. We had a call a couple of weeks back. The next call was also scheduled, but it had to be postponed to next week. There are several aspects of Hyderabad meeting that we had discussed in the earlier call. The first is a showcase, which we were actually originally kind of doubtful about whether we'll be having the showcase. Now it is more or less clear that there will be a showcase, and there is a small budget allocation for the showcase. We are now within the leadership team discussing the nature of the program that we should do in the showcase, and also the numbers of people who might be attending. We were told in the last call that there are 4,000 people attending ICANN 57. Now, of this, we do not yet have a clear picture of how many are going to attend our showcase. It could be as little as 50, maybe as much as a couple of hundred. So unless we have a clear picture of how many people are likely to attend, it may be hard to budget for a different component, especially when it comes to food. So the showcase is there. The actual program of the showcase, is it a cultural program with some features? Is it going to be also with dinner or high tea or snacks or whatever? And now those things will depend on the actual numbers estimated, which we are waiting for our staff to tell us. Incidentally, the staff have done a very kind of wonderful job in kind of putting up the wiki and the other follow-ups required for Hyderabad. We are hopeful that with the support from staff of this order, we'll be able to do pretty well at Hyderabad. So that's regarding the showcase. The next event is the, I don't know whether I have got the right page up here for Hyderabad. This is a kind of landing page for all events. Staff, can we have the, is there another page on Hyderabad that we are discussing? Or is this the...
Satish?
Okay, doesn't matter.
Hello, Satish.
Yeah, please go ahead. Sylvia, you're saying something?
Hello, this is Yeshim speaking. Would you like me to find you the meeting page for the Hyderabad meeting?
We had a call last time, and we are a page to list down the activities. Is that a private page or is it a public page? Doesn't matter. I will just go ahead. I don't need that page, but I thought if people wanted to see it. The second item that we had discussed for Hyderabad was a meeting of all the local ALSs, and it was decided that Suranis will write a letter to the Government of India for travel support for our six ALSs in India to come to Hyderabad. It so happens that none of these six are based out of this city of Hyderabad, so they all have to travel. And we have, since then, after the call, we have written a letter to the Government of India requesting travel support for two people for, this is the case, thanks. So this letter has been sent to the government and we are waiting for some response from the government. That is the second item. As you can see here, the meeting of the India-based ALSs. Third is the capacity building program that we are planning for the ALS representative as well as any of the other at-large community members who happen to be there at Hyderabad. This is driven by the capacity building working group led by Kujani. And we have experience from Marrakesh, where we had a good program of capacity building. So we are hoping to build on the Marrakesh experience, and the Tijani's working group is at this point scheduled to make a presentation, a capacity building session actually, at Hyderabad. The School on Internet Governance, India School, is going on well. Now what happened is that we are having an increased number of requests also from outside India. For example, we have three or four requests from Afghanistan, from Central Asia, from Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. We have a request from China. We have a request from Vanuatu in the Pacific, and so on. So we are now left wondering how to provide support for these people, and we are discussing with the APC, Asia Pacific School on Internet Governance, for additional funding support for these people. And gradually, the India thing is becoming kind of India regional or internationalized thing. So that's another update. And we are, of course, talking to several agencies, including ICANN is supporting us, ISOC, Government of India, and APSIG. These are the supporters at this point. So it is coming up nicely, and we have requested several of the ICANN community leaders to come and speak at the school, and all of them have are in the process of agreeing, and the site has got more details. I think that's with my update. I'm not touching upon the General Assembly and promotional material. So back to Pranesh. Pranesh, are you online?
Cannot hear you. You might be muted.
I think she's dropped off. So we will take any questions at this time. Are there any questions or comments from anyone?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Welcome back.
Oh, great. I think something wrong was with my phone, so I was not able to hear and was not able to speak.
Right.
I'm sorry, Satish. I missed the last part of your so did you give the update for all activities planned for now?
Yeah, we have given the updates, and now certain things, of course, are pending with the government. We are waiting for that. But otherwise, we are pretty much on schedule, and we now have a leadership team call next week on Hyderabad. And we were just opening up
meetings
from England.
Great, thank you. Just for everyone to know that we with leadership team are meeting frequently to discuss very, very details of Hyderabad activities. So there are a lot going on, so starting from showcase, what will be the content of showcase, what will be the catering part of this, support of staff is there, so starting from all of this, and we don't want to just to provide half of the information for now, but as far as the activities are in progress, thanks, Satish, for giving this update. Do we have any information from Indian government for whom we send a letter, official letter for support?
No, we have no responses yet, but government typically takes you know, a few weeks to respond, so we will have to wait for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, just for everyone to know, we submitted on behalf of ACRALA, we submitted to Indian government the letter for supporting Indian airlines to come to Hyderabad. So we still are expecting answer from them. But Satish, we follow up next week to see if there is any progress on that. And also I would like to ask to request all those ALS representatives who will be in Hyderabad on their own, please send a note, either me or to Satish, to for us to know how many Toralo ALSs will be actually in Hyderabad. This will help us in preparatory work. Great. So let's move forward, and as you may know, recently there was ATR-IGF and ATR-IGA, and Satish and Maureen participated there, and Satish did a presentation on behalf of ATR-ALO. So Satish, if you can give a brief update of what happened there, that would be great.
Right. So this is divided into two parts. One, I will speak for about 3 or 4 minutes, and then Maureen will speak for another 3 or 4 minutes on the AP regional IGF, who the first represented ATR-ALO there. The two events that happened in the last month or so, one is the Asia-Pacific Regional Internet Governance Forum held at Taipei in Taiwan. This is a regional IGF, and this is held every year in the Asia-Pacific region. Last year it was in Macau, this year it's in Taiwan. And I participated as a fellow, and Mrs. Maureen participated as a regular participant. It is a very well-organized event, as usual. For ICI Radio, it's a very sensible thing to establish contact with the regional IGF, because we are actually working side by side in the areas of internet governance. So this is a great opportunity for those of us, or me particularly, to get in touch with the whole community. I did speak in one or two sessions, both technical and organizational. The first day zero was a leadership program, April, and the next 3 days was the actual the fellowship program. So overall, it was a very satisfactory event, and Maureen was involved in the compilation of the synthesis document, which she will talk about, and I had the opportunity to also help out. The other event was the Asia Pacific Internet Development Academy, which is in Seoul, South Korea, which is held a week back. Again, I have gone there with AP Railo to speak about AP Railo originally, but I ended up speaking on a few topics more. And it was a very exciting, interesting experience because the participants were youth. A bunch of young people interacting with them and being with them for 3 days, 3 or 4 days actually, was a very rewarding experience. And I had figured that I had gone there as a teacher, but ended up learning a lot. And there was a lot of support given by the APAC Hub, Jerong and Kelvin, who provided a lot of support, particularly in terms of the materials for presenting. And overall, I think the session went up pretty well. And for me personally, it was useful also because I'm running the India team. And there were several things I could learn from the Asia-Pacific Internet Governance Academy that I could reuse in the context of the India team. So overall, both the events were quite useful, and from an AP Railo perspective, helped us to kind of establish links with two very important communities, one the regional IGF community, and the other a community of youth from different parts of Asia-Pacific. So I now request Maureen to talk about the regional IGF and her contribution. Maureen?
Thank you, Satish, for giving some of your time. I just wanted to give some information about the APRIGF organization itself and the MSG, on which there are several AP Railo members who are actually on that, including Cheryl and Aris and Satish and I, and Danella, and there must be others, but it's really good to see AP Railo being involved in the organisation of the IGF. One of the things that we just recently had was the election of the vice chair, and I was on that election committee. And Chester Sung, who was the vice chair, and were able to persuade him to stand again, was elected and resumed his position as vice chair. So that's great news. At the APR IGF in Taipei, I did have two roles, and of course, one, as Satish mentioned, was a buddy mentor to three APR IGF fellows, and lucky Satish, he had me as a mentor, so that I can actually say that I mentored the AP Railo chair-elect. So, and that was, it was actually an interesting exercise because they had a task to do and we worked through that. I'd also like to mention that Aris attended, and he brought along a large group of students from the Philippines. And I thought that what was really great was that they were all self-funding and they actually planned to come to Melbourne next year, which is where the next APR IGF is going to be held. More on that just a little later. But as Satish mentioned, one of the key outputs of the APR IGF is the synthesis document, which... Satish and I were on the drafting committee, and Holland was too. I noticed that she's online, and she will confirm that there were, you know, lots of meetings and lots of emails to produce the second draft, which has now gone out for public consultation. But it's a high-level overview of the topics that were sort of like considered on top for participants at the regional IGF. And it's a really good coverage of that of what was done at the meeting. And lastly, to mention that the next IGF, the IGF next year, 2017, is going to be held in Melbourne. And Paul Sindler of ADA sort of like gave us a bit of a rundown on proposals for that meeting, and although the date is only tentative, beginning of October, things could change, and we'll give you more news as that comes to hand. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Maureen. It was really a pleasure to hear Satish and your update on the works you have done there, and also the pleasure to see Jiarong joining us. I'm happy to hear that there was Satish Day there, actually, which means that was a Turalo Day there. So congratulations to all of us for your great efforts and for the work down there in partnership with APAC Hub, of course. So thanks also, Jiarong, that this was possible for us to make a Turalo visible during JTR, IGF, and APGI. Any questions on that? If no, then we'll move forward to the next agenda item, which is call for nominations on BCHC and BMSTC committee membership. So I will now open all those abbreviations, of course. As you all noted, through Aetherolo mailing list, staff has sent the call for nomination for two committees. One is Board Member Selection Process Committee, which actually oversee the entire selection process, and this is actually the selection of the seat number 16 for the board, which is our at-large community board seat. As you know, Reinalia's tenure will come to the end in October 2017, and there will be a new election, re-election. The new process should be there, and according to ALAC rules of procedure, there should be these two committees, Board Member Selection Process Committee, which is BMSPC, and Board Candidate Evaluation Committee, BCEC, who actually compiled the initial slate of candidates for electing this seat 15. There is a call for being a part of these committees, and we need for two members to be nominated from RALO and one alternate for both committees. And I would like to encourage our ALS members to participate and nominate themselves and participate in these very important committees. Actually, this is really time-consuming process, so please keep in mind that if you agree to be a part of these committees and nominate yourself, this is very important role, and you will represent there also Aetherolo's point of view. So please keep in mind that while nominating yourself, but I encourage for all of you to go through this announcement, to go through the details for both committees, what they are doing and what are the roles of the members there. And we will submit those nominations on behalf of Aetherolo to ALAC, who will be doing the final selection. So I welcome all nominations from your side, and I already did a nomination per one person for each, so I nominated Cheryl for BCEC committee. She was a chair of this committee earlier, the first chair actually, when we were selecting the first board member from at large, and I think that her expertise will be just great asset to this committee. And I also put nomination for Ali for the BMSPC committee, Board Member Selection Process Committee. But as I said, we need two people for each to be nominated from Aetherolo. So I encourage you to look through all those links. And thanks, Sylvia, for posting them in the chat space. So please go through them and nominate yourself for those committees there. Any questions related to these nominations? And feel free to send your self-nominations to us, to Aetherolo mailing list, to staff who are putting all the nominations in the wiki special wiki space. All will be recorded there. All the support people who can support the nomination also
publicly can say about this, and all this will be recorded, and Alak will take into consideration everything what will be sent from Rallo. I see Amal is typing probably the question related to this. Should anyone donate Rallo vote for nominations? No, Rallo is not voting for nominations. We just put our Rallo names to Alak, and Alak will vote for the nomination. So it's not the Rallo responsibility to vote. We have to put nominations, and I encourage, very much encourage, self-nominations as well. And so, yes, thank you for your question, Kamal. Any other questions? And really go through the links which Sylvia posted in the page. This is really very important for everyone who is interested in those positions to know what is expected from those members. Please go through that thoroughly. As I see no questions, as you may see, the seventh agenda item is chair announcement, and with this I have announcement for everyone in Aturalo. I have yesterday sent this announcement as well to Alak and staff by stating that starting from September 1st, I am resigning and stepping down as chair of Aturalo. And I'm joining the ICANN fellowship team as a fellowship coordinator. So with that, there will be real conflict of interest for me to stay as a chair of Rallo. With that, Satish Babu also agreed to step in as an interim chair. And as an interim chair, he will be leading this process, which we have started already, and I'm sure that everyone will get huge support, as I was receiving the huge support for during all these years. With that, I would like to say great thank you and my huge appreciation to APRALO members, to all ALS representatives who are present now, and I will be sending an email also through mailing list. Just want to say that without all of your support, APRALO wouldn't be so so mature, so developed, and become a part and be an example for all other RALOs. I thank all for your congratulations in the chat space, I would like to congratulate Satish for stepping into this position in this very difficult stage for Aturalo with the upcoming Hyderabad meeting. There are a lot on Satish shoulders now, and I'm looking forward for huge support from ALSs and each and every one from you. To support Aturalo leadership team, to support Aturalo in general, to make Hyderabad meeting as success as it usually Aturalo do during every AP meeting. And I'm looking forward to see all of you in Hyderabad. Of course, I will be there, but in the new capacity. I will be trying to follow Aturalo activities as an ALS representative from Armenia, of course. But as an APRALO chair, this will be my last call, which I am facilitating. So I would like to welcome Satish in this role and give the floor to him to say a few words to you.
Thanks very much, Tranush. Like we have been talking over the email, it's a great loss for us, and your role has been terrific in binding APRALO as a unit, working together, and I have been very favorably impressed by your skills. And of course, you remain the inspiration for me and the rest of us in the leadership team. So I am very much honored and humbled by this unexpected development, and I hope to be able to continue all the activities we have undertaken so far and going on. I hope to be also able to be able to consult you occasionally for advice. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Satish, and welcome on board. Anyone? We have the last agenda item, AOB, so everyone who would like to say anything are welcome to do for the last couple of minutes of this call. And thank you very much for all congratulations you put in chat page. I was really humbled and I'm really happy and blessed to chair Aikiralo and to be Aikiralo member for the last couple of years. I don't see any hands raised here, and just the last point, any input, any questions related to the whole call? I will be sending an email update from today's call to our mailing list for all those who were not able to join. But once again, I would like to thank you all for being today with us. I see a good turnout for today's call, which is really very important for us and for Aikiralo in general. Once again, thank you very much for trusting me to be your chair during the last 3 years. Thank you very much, and with this, the call is adjourned.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for everyone. Bye.
Thank you very much, everyone, for your participation. This meeting is now adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much, and have a lovely rest of the day.